to day 5 of the Compel Training mini podcast series. This is your host, Tracy Miles, again, and I'm super excited to be with you today on this last day of our podcast with Lisa Apello, who is a member of Compel for many years and who just had a book come out in the spring of this year called Life Can Be Good Again, Putting Your World Back Together After It All Falls Apart. It's published with Bethany House Publishers. Lisa has participated in a lot of Compel writing challenges over the years, but actually secured her own literary agent as a result of learning about the publishing industry from all the Compel trainings. She formed a mastermind group of her own with other Compel writers. She's been an active part of our Compel community, which I know has encouraged her. And she also put together an incredible book proposal, which is what landed her the book contract with Bethany, who published her book this spring. So Lisa, welcome to the podcast, and thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here. Compel has been a huge, huge part of my writing journey. So I'm very excited to be with you this morning.
Thank you. Well, we're so glad that you're here. I am confident that all of our listeners have learned so much this week in this podcast series for aspiring first-time authors. And I'm excited for them to hear from you on this final day because you did get that contract on your own and not as a result of a writing challenge. So tell us a little bit about yourself, your story, how Compel helped equip you to, you know, start this journey and how you got to where you are today.
Sure. I probably would have never started writing except for I had a life event that happened that as I walked through that and God healed me, it became very clear that I wanted to write and encourage other women in that same place. So about 10 years ago, I went to bed happily married to my high school sweetheart, and I woke up a widow and single mom to 7 kids. And there had been no signs, no symptoms, nothing that we knew that was wrong. And so I was catapulted into this place of deep grief, deep loss, hard questions, hard emotions, all of that, and really didn't know one other young widow, but also was just naive about grief itself. And so, you know, began to walk through that. Fast forward, and I, three years, I guess, into that, I began to put on my heart to write. And so I just thought that would look like freelancing, but I had heard about She Speaks. And so I got like one of the last spots on the waiting list for She Speaks, and I went, and that's where I found out about Compel. So I went home and joined Compel, and it was really the writing group that kind of got me going in so many ways. It helped me. I told you earlier, I was so green around the gills. I had written before. I was actually a journalism major. And then I wrote as an attorney. But, you know, writing this space is completely different. And the world of publishing was completely new to me. And so Compel really helped me take some of those first steps and find out how to get my words out.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I'm so sorry. It's such a heartbreaking thing that you had to go through. And we question why God lets those types of things happen. But it's so amazing, and I know inspiring to everyone to see how we can take even the worst of circumstances and, or how God can take them rather, and use them for something good. And that becomes our message, that healing journey. And I know that's what your book is about, and it's going to encourage so many people. So thank you for sharing that. Today, I know you have an amazing tip to share on our last day here of the podcast, and you've learned so much over the past number of years that you've been writing. So tell us what your tip is for our listeners today.
Yes, I would say instead of stressing over platform, to serve your reader truth, encouragement, and hope, to take one tender step forward. And I remember so often in my early writing especially, but of course I still hear it, I would hear this mantra to grow your platform. And it was daunting to me because who was I? I didn't have any big following. I didn't have some reality TV series. And, you know, I was teaching women in my local church and I was meeting with women over coffee locally, but that was it really. And it was also kind of discouraging because I thought of all that was necessary to hashtag grow your platform. And sometimes I found myself when I tried to follow that, like spinning these plates and getting caught up in the plate spinning of that instead of the love of writing that had drawn me and the need of my reader. And so I would just tell you who are listening today, if you have a book on your heart, if that is part of the dream, if you have a message that you want to share, that the way to really grow your platform, the way to do that is really to serve your reader. Let's turn that kind of inside out instead of saying it's me focused and I have to grow my numbers and I have to produce this content and I have to do all these things. I would say make it her focused so that you're focusing on your reader and you know what's keeping her up at night. What did she wake up? Hard thing did she wake up to today? What is she struggling with? And how can you encourage her, give her truth, or give her hope to take one tender step forward?
Yeah, that's such great advice because we do find ourselves letting platforms stand in the way. Every first-time author, because we look at other authors, we look at other people who have achieved what we want to achieve, and we think, well, their platform is so great. And then we're trying to write a book proposal, and there's this whole section of platform which just seems like, you know, overwhelming, like I don't have anything to share. I don't have any huge, great following. So it's so easy to let that become a huge stumbling block in thinking that publishing can actually happen for us and to disqualify ourselves from writing because we don't think we have a big enough platform. So tell us how you kind of learned that important tidbit of wisdom about not letting fears of a smaller platform or no platform keep you from, you know, continuing to pursue your writing dreams and letting God turn your pain into purpose.
I think once I focused on her and really dialed in on my reader, I began to serve her and realize all the different ways I could serve her. So a couple things happened. One is I saw my numbers grow organically because the more you serve your reader with content that she is looking for and that she needs, the more she's going to share that content, the more she's going to tell somebody, a friend who's going through that, you need to connect with this writer over here. And so I found that happening. I found messages in my Instagram. I found emails in my inbox that people were connecting with my writing as I served her. The other thing is, while a book has always been a dream of mine, I didn't see it as an end goal. Like it wasn't everything I do, and then it ends at this book publishing. I think I had thought that at first, but it was one step on the journey of writing. And there were a lot of ways to serve her. I could serve her through my blog. I could serve her through my platforms of Facebook or Instagram. I could serve her through free content, you know, free things that I created and gave for free. So I think that just took off, you know, if we think about instead of like growing my platform and all the anxiety that creates to have this perfect Instagram or perfect Facebook and perfect engagement, I think it took the anxiety away and just helped me think about that person on the other side of the screen as I wrote to her or I created this content for her. And I thought of her as I wrote my book. It was the same thing. I still served her as I was writing my book. You know, one of the things that really, really that stayed with me were some of the teachings in Compel. And I know a lot of people come to Compel for different things, but don't bypass the very rich teaching that is in the library. There are years of teaching in there. And some of the best teaching that I found was Lisa's teaching on serving our reader as we're writing our book. And she kind of said, this is a very, you know, I'm very much summarizing it, but she said, if we would serve our reader on the front end as we are writing the book, that she would help us at the back end, you know, when the book was published, because she would share it. If we would meet her need as we were writing her, you know, this book and writing words, that she would organically begin to share that because she would see it as something that was helpful for her. And so just that idea of serving our reader, you know, it's just like sitting down with coffee of a friend, except for we're doing it through a screen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know Lisa has always been very adamant about, as you're writing, to think about that one woman. Don't think about an entire audience or just a sea of people. Like, how many people are going to read my book or my message? Picture that one woman who is you know, hurting right now and who is experiencing what you one time were experiencing, and you needed the book that you've now written. And she says that a lot too, you know, write that book that you needed. And that's what I've done in my own writing journey, is the resources that I so needed, you know, years ago when I was going through different circumstances, I couldn't find. And so God really laid it on my heart to write that resource for other women, but to keep in mind that one person, because it can seem overwhelming. Like, we have to have thousands of people, you know, or thousands of subscribers to our blog or what have you, to, you know, to have anything worth sharing. But that one reader is where we need to lay our focus. And so that's such a good tip. Well, as we wrap up our series today, can you give our listeners who have a dream in their heart to get published, just like you did, what piece of advice or last practical tip can you give them that will help them continue writing and trusting that God can and He will open those doors for them too?
Yes, I would just say to, instead of being me focused in your writing, what's on my heart today? What do I feel like writing? Do I even feel like writing today? To be her focused and think about what struggles your reader is going through. Think about, even if you are not feeling the muse to write today, think that your reader is waiting for something to encourage her, some kind of hope. And you have walked through a place where your reader is right now. What has God taught you? What insight has He shown you that would just be such a nugget for the reader or the listener who is walking through that place right now?
Mm-hmm. And I love that you also shared how, you know, everybody has, not everyone, but a lot of people have a dream of publishing a book, but there are so many other ways to get our messages out there. And a lot of those ways are what leads to getting a book published, through just focusing on our readers through our Instagram or, you know, other social media platforms or our blog or freelancing articles. There's so many ways that God can use us. It's not always getting a book published, but if that's a dream that God has laid on your heart, then it can certainly go from feeling impossible to actually being possible if we trust Him. And one of the things that we do offer at Compel, as you well know, is a lot of opportunities to get published, not only through the book contracts, but through being published in a devotion with our Encouragement for Today devotions, which has millions of readers every single day around the world, and our social media platforms, and in our First Five app, and just so many different opportunities for women to be able to achieve what they thought was impossible, and for so many people to be able to be encouraged and inspired about what God has done in their life and reading their words. So thank you so much again, Lisa, for being with us, for sharing your story. Congratulations again on your book release and a successful book launch.
Thank you so much, Tracy, for having me. You know, I will just add this. It took longer than I thought. I will admit that when I was that girl first joining Compel, I thought, okay, I had my little timeline and I thought, let me just march down this timeline. But every bit of it has been good. And this book would not be the book it is without the time it took for me to shape my message and really find out what was resonating with my reader and where she was really struggling. So all of that time, all of that was worth it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that. And I love that you shared that. And I'm so happy that Compel was such a big part of your journey and has helped you get to where you are today. So that's awesome. So thank you to all of our listeners who tuned into this podcast series. And here at Compel, we pray it has encouraged you and given you hope that even the dreams that seem impossible are not, when we trust God and believe in ourselves and our calling to be a writer, because all things are possible with God. We'd love to have you as a member of Compel Training and a part of the Compel family. Registration opens soon, so visit us at compeltraining.com to sign up. And if you have any questions, you can always contact us at support@compeltraining.com. Lisa, God bless you. To all of our listeners, God bless you. And everyone, keep writing, and hope you have a wonderful day.